Very happy to be back here with you again tonight. I think it was about a year and a half ago that I was here.
很高兴再一次来到大家弟兄姊妹当中。我大概是一年半以前来过一次。
I know that many of you have been working all week and had a long day today, so it's a privilege and a joy to see so many of you here tonight.
知道大家工作一个星期或者今天工作很长的时间。能够来到这里，我非常的高兴。
I'm going to read three passages of Scripture, and you can either read in the Scripture or just make a note of them, whatever is easiest for you.
我们看三处的经文。
First one is from Psalm 36, verse 8 and 9.
第一处是诗篇36篇第八、第九节。
They drink their fill from the abundance of thy house.And thou dost give them to drink from the river of thy delights. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we see light.
他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水，因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你光中我们必得见光。
The second one is from Luke chapter 6, verse 22 and 23.
第二处是路加福音第六章二十二、二十三节。
Blessed are you when men hate you and ostracize you and heap insults upon you and spurn your name as evil for the sake of the Son of Man. Be glad in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward in heaven is great.For in the same way, their fathers used to treat the prophets.
人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。当那日，你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。
And the last one, a familiar verse from Philippians 1:29.
最后一节是腓立比书第一章二十九节。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
Can we just have one further word of prayer?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Lord, as we've already said, we are just glad to be here together tonight.
主啊，我们已经说过，我们是何等的欢喜聚在这里。
And Lord, we're completely dependent on you to help us tonight.
主啊，我们是完全的依靠你来帮助我们。
So Lord, we ask you to anoint the speaking and the translation and the hearing.
我们求主的恩膏涂抹讲的、翻译的跟听的。
Lord, help us to hear something from you tonight.
今天晚上叫我们从你那里听到一些话。
Lord, we ask that you get much glory for yourself in this hour and much glory for yourself in our hearts.
我们愿意今天你在这段时间里面，你得着该得的荣耀，在我们心中也得着该得的荣耀。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we read in Psalm 36 that the house of God is a place of abundance.
但是我们读诗篇36篇，那里说你的殿里的肥甘。
And another word for abundance is a fatness or fullness.
这个殿里面的丰满是讲到殿里面的肥甘。
And the house of God is a place of wonderful fullness.
神的殿里面是满了奇妙的丰满。
We also read that in the house of God is the place where it's given to us to drink from the river of delights.
而且这里也告诉我们，在神的家里面，我们可以在这里饮到乐河的水。
Now the house of God in some ways should be very similar to our house.
神的殿应该跟我们的家很相像。
If you live in a proper house, it's a place of safety and a place of comfort.
因为如果你住在家里面，那里应该是蛮有安全感，也非常舒适。
And of course, the Lord's house should be a place of safety for all of His people and a place of comfort.
因为神的殿应该叫他的儿女得着安息
The Lord's house is a place where we can gather and be safe from the world.
神的殿, 神的百姓在里面, 应该得到安全, 啊, 从, 在世界里面得到保护。
So we know from the scripture and from our own experience that the Lord's house is a wonderful place to live.
我们从神的话里面, 我们看到神的殿是那最美好, 叫我们能够居住的地方。
But if these things are true, as I've said that they were, why is it sometimes that the Lord's house is such an uncomfortable place?
如果这是真实的话, 为什么有的时候我们来到神的家里面觉得好像有很多的不安心呢?
The Lord's house is a wonderful place, but sometimes it's a little bit of an uncomfortable place.
神说神的殿是奇妙的地方, 但有的时候我们会里面觉得不太舒适。
And now I ask you a question, why is the Lord's house uncomfortable sometimes?
我就问你们, 为什么有的时候你们觉得在神的家里面不是那么安息舒服?
You see, the Lord's house is the very place where we come to know ourselves.
因为在神的殿里面,我们在那里认识我们的自己。
Remember, in His light, we see light.
因为在那里告诉我们说,在他的光里面,我们得见光。
And one of the things that He does in His house is He shines His light on our secret heart.
因为在神的殿里面,他把他的光照在我们心中的暗处。
Just today, I was talking with a brother this morning, and he asked me what I thought about going to a psychiatrist or a professional type counselor.
今天早上有弟兄问我要去看那些心理医生，看这些心理专家的问题。
Oh, I told him that I thought it might help him a little bit, but not very much.
我说也可能帮他一点，但不会帮很多。
I should have asked if there were any psychiatrists here before I started.
我应该在这问你们这里有没有心理病的专家。
It's too late now.
现在太晚了，我已经讲了。
But the way that we really find out about ourselves is when the light of the Holy Spirit shines on our hearts.
当我们真正的要认识我们自己的时候，乃是当圣灵的光照亮我们心中。
Now you ask a question, why is it important for us to know ourselves, our true self?
你就问我为什么我们需要认识我们自己呢?
Because as much as you're able to see yourself is directly related to how much you will see the deeper things of the Lord Jesus.
因为你能够认识你自己，你能够才能够更深的认识我们的主。
By the way, I'm not at all interested in trying to search myself and be introspective. That's not good.
我不光光是只是要醒察我自己，看看我是怎么回事。
Oh, there's a lot of things on the radio today and in the newspaper selling the idea that you can go to some place and find out about your true self and your secret self.
今天在收音机很多广告都说你到什么地方，你就能够真正找到你自己了。
You know, I'm a little bit afraid of my true self.
其实我自己很对自己很恐惧。
I want the Lord Jesus to search me out and to reveal to me what I need to know.
因为我要我的主在我的里面光照我，叫他叫我看到。
You see, if we examine ourselves by ourselves, we won't get the right answer.
如果我们用自己来审查我们自己的话，我们不会找到准确的答案。
But the Lord searches us out according to His perfect will, and in His light, we're able to see light.
因为当神在我们里面审查我们的时候，我们在他的光中，我们得以见光。
And another thing about the Lord's house is that it's a place of training.
另外一点讲到神的家,神的殿,那乃是一个受训练的地方。
In Luke chapter 6, it tells us that a disciple is not above his teacher, but after he has been fully trained, then he will be like his teacher.
路加福音那里告诉我们说,我们不像我们的老师,当我们真是做好了训练的,我们才能够真正像我们的夫子。
Now I have another question.
我又有另外一个的问题。
When you became born again and came into the Lord's house, did you sign up for training?
当你重生得救,你来到聚会里面,你有没有参加任何的训练呢?
Well, actually, you did sign up for training whether we know it or not.
其实你已经参与了受训练，不知可能你还不晓得。
And the Lord's chosen method of training usually has something to do with suffering.
因为神所选择训练的方式是有苦难的。
You remember the first words that the Lord Jesus said to Ananias about Paul. He's a chosen servant of mine, for I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
哦，当神向亚拿尼亚说他要告诉保罗，你要知道你是我所拣选的，你要为我的道而受何等样的苦。
One of the problems that we have is it doesn't occur to us that the suffering that comes to us is actually for the Lord's sake.
我们很多时候不晓得一些的苦难是为了主的缘故。
Sometimes we're a little bit self-centered or a lot self-centered in the matter of suffering.
很多时候我们自己是自我为中心的，当我们讲到受苦的时候。
We, most of us don't fully understand that the things that the Lord allows in our life is partly for His sake.
很多时候我们不明白我们所经历的事情其中很大部分是为了他的缘故。
Now I want to give a little a disclaimer about suffering.
我在这里要讲明一点。
When I was a young man, I had a very dramatic idea of suffering.
当我年轻的时候，我对于受苦有一个很特殊的这样的感觉。
I was certain that I was ready to die for the Lord Jesus.
我那么清楚地说，我现在已经愿意为主死。
Because I thought that the death and the suffering, in my mind, was, had to do with, being machine gunned down by the communists.
因为我的感觉为主受苦呢，乃是被共产党拿机关枪射死。
See, my idea with suffering was like something in a movie. I will not tell you where the Christians are hiding, and then they shoot me down.
我当时为主受苦的意思就是说，我不会告诉你们基督徒藏在哪里。
Well, like many of you, I found out that the suffering is not quite so dramatic.
哦，但我自己经历的为主受苦不是这么戏剧化的。
But just as intense.
但是也是一样的那么的厉害。
And most of the suffering that most of us go through actually happens to be sooner or later in the house of God.
我们发现我们所受的苦很多时候是在神的家中。
You know, you probably, if you've ever heard me speak, you've heard me say that the Lord usually uses three things in the lives of Christians to transform us.
哦，我如果你们听我讲过，我经常说神用三种事情叫基督徒能够被转变。
The three things that I've seen the Lord use over and over and over, the first thing is health.
头一种神所用的是身体的健康。
Sometimes the Lord touches our bodies, there's nothing we can do about it.
有的时候神摸我们的身体，我们没有办法来有什么方法可以做。
The second thing I've seen the Lord do is touch people's finances.
有的时候神好像碰到你家里的财务问题。
And the third thing the Lord touches, every Christian who stays in the race gets touched with this third thing sooner or later.
第三点，基督徒当你在跟随主的赛程里面，你都会经历到的。
And that's our personal relationships in the body of Christ.
就是我们在神的家里面当中彼此的关系。
Because the Lord's building a house out of living stones and the living stones tend to rub on each other.
因为神在那里是用活石来建造灵宫，那些活石彼此会碰撞。
So don't faint or be surprised when the Lord begins to answer our prayers and work in our lives.
你不要觉得惊奇，神会听我们的祷告，在我们生命里面做工。
Now, we said that we often don't understand that our suffering is for the Lord's sake, and we also don't understand that there's a reward attached to faithful suffering.
我们经常都不知道我们是为主而受苦，那我们更不知道我们为主受苦里面还带着奖赏。
You know, Hebrews tells us that Moses forsook the pleasures of Egypt because he was looking to the reward.
希伯来书告诉我们，摩西为了的神给我们的赏赐而在那里弃绝这个世界。
A lot of Christians think that the reward is heaven, but that's not correct.
很多基督徒以为这个奖赏是天堂。其实这不准确。
Being saved and going to heaven, that's a gift.
我们 蒙恩得救上天堂，这是神给我们的恩典。
A reward is something that you give to someone because of how they've cooperated and what they've done.
那奖赏乃是因为你配合神所做的工而得到奖赏。
There's a reward in the future.
奖赏是将来的。
And there's also a reward here and now on earth for those who are faithful.
那对于今天忠心的也有今天给的奖赏。
You all remember the story of Joseph and his brothers on their second trip down to Egypt.
你也记得约瑟第二次到埃及跟他的兄弟一起去的时候。
And you all know that they didn't know that they were buying grain from their brother Joseph.
对他的约瑟的兄弟不知道他们是向他们的弟弟来买粮食。
And you remember as they left that Joseph had his a servant put the silver cup in Benjamin's sack.
你知道当他们离去的时候约瑟就叫他的仆人把那个银杯放在便雅悯的行囊里面。
And you all know that they had to come back Benjamin was going to be kept there as a slave.
你知道他们还要被抓回来便雅悯就给抓在那里做奴仆。
And it was at that time that the older brother Judah came forward and began to tell Joseph what had happened.
那个时候他的哥哥犹大就在那里告诉约瑟所他们所发生的事情。
You all know this story in Genesis 44 and 45.
你都知道创世纪44、45章里面所讲的。
And Judah brought himself into the light.
犹大把他自己带到光中。
And he explained to Joseph everything that they had done to their brother Joseph, not knowing that he was speaking to him.
他在那里向着约瑟讲他们以前如何的苦待他们的弟弟，但他不知道那个就是约瑟。
And it was for love of his father that Judah really gave up his life.
为了爱他的父亲，犹大在那里舍命。
And he said, it will kill my father if Benjamin has to stay here. Let him go and keep me as your slave.
他说如果你叫我这个弟弟贝雅悯不回去那叫我父亲会伤心到死你把我留在这里做奴隶吧。
And it was at that point that Joseph had everyone else go out from them and he brought his brothers into a secret chamber.
那个时候约瑟就把所有的人叫他们赶出去把他的兄弟们带到暗室。
And he called them close to him and he said, Brothers, it's me, your brother Joseph.
然后就对他的哥哥们说是我你们的兄弟约瑟。
He revealed to them who he really was.
他把他自己显现给他们。
The Lord Jesus does the same thing to people who walk in the light.
主对于那些行在光中的人他也是这样把他自己启示给我们。
I tell you, it's our birthright to be those who get invited into a secret chamber.
我们生下来，重生就得到这个权利，来到主的跟前，主的暗室里面。
You and I can have a secret, intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
你跟我们的主可以有那个亲密的那个交通。
You know, perhaps you've noticed of yourself that you have the need, built-in need, to both give and to receive affection.
你都知道在你跟我的生命里面有这个需要就是去爱慕也得到被爱。
And the reason that we're this way is because the Lord has created us in His image.
因为我们是照着神的样式而造的。
To put it in human terms, the Lord has the need to receive and give affection.
从人的角度来讲神他也有一个需要得到爱跟去爱。
And I think the Lord wants to share more affection with us and more intimate fellowship with us than most of us realize.
神愿意跟我们有那个更亲密的交通与我们有更深的那个彼此的爱慕。
You know, sometimes we fall into the habit of just having an intellectual relationship with the Lord.
很多时候我们与主只是有一些头脑上面的关系。
Some Christians fall into the habit of really just having a religious relationship with Him.
基督徒以为与神只是一个宗教性的关系。
But He longs to have an intimate fellowship with you personally.
他实在是渴慕与你有一个单独亲密的一个关系。
In Isaiah 45,
以赛亚45章里面告诉我们，
The Lord says, I will give to you the hidden wealth of secret places.
主说我要给你们那个单独交通的那个密室。
That you might know that it is I, the Lord, who calls you by name.
也就知道我是按你的名字来认识你。
It's very interesting that the Lord is able to give a treasure that's in a dark and hidden and secret place.
神愿意把那个宝贝在那个暗室、那个密室里面来给我们。
There's a treasure for those who draw near to Him in heart.
你心里面亲近主的，你可以得到这个宝藏。
There's a treasure not just waiting for heaven, but there's a treasure to be experienced now.
那个宝藏不单只在天上那里等着你去拿，今天你可以去享用。
And it's very significant that the Lord says, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, who calls you by name.
你也实在是知道神是按你的名字来呼召你的。
You know, the Lord wants more than just to have fellowship with us as members of a group. He wants to have fellowship with us as individuals.
神不单只是叫我们得到团体里面的交通，他要与你个人按你的名字呼召你，与你有交通。
You know, it's not satisfying to the Lord that we only see ourselves as members of the group.
神心不能够得到满足，如果我们光光只是说我属于这个团体。
It's your heart personally that the Lord wants to have intimate fellowship.
神要跟你个人的心中有亲密的关系。
That's why He arranges circumstances personally just for you to get your attention.
所以他就在你个人生活里面的遭遇叫你亲近神。
That's why He allows suffering in your life with your name on it to get you off of the ground of independence.
所以他就叫你个人，你遇到一些的苦难，然后你知道你不能够再靠自己。
In John chapter 14 and 21,
在约翰福音十四章二十一节那里告诉我们。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
有了我命令又遵守的人，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
And in the original language, that word that's translated disclose means to allow oneself to be intimately known and understood.
那一个原文的意思是叫你能够有深切的认识这一位。
You see, to those who obey the Lord and who love Him, He will allow Himself to be intimately known and understood.
可有了我的命令又遵守的，他就允许我们有里面亲密的认识。
There are many, many Christians that do not intimately know and understand the Lord Jesus.
现在有许多基督徒，他不是很亲密的去认识我们的主。
But this is what He desires for all of us.
但是这是神他愿意我们得到的。
Now, again, I said you have the built-in need to reveal yourself to someone.
我再一次说，你们里面生来就有一个需要去得到别人对你的爱。
And your greatest joys are even greater when you can share them with a loved one.
当你里面与你所爱的人能够分享你的爱的时候，你的喜乐就满足。
And even your deepest sorrows are made sweet when you can share them with a loved one.
当你里面最深的悲伤，因着你与你所爱的人相交的时候，里面就得到甘甜。
But you'd be a fool to share your deepest joys with someone that you didn't know.
如果你要 跟那些你不认识的人分享你的喜乐的话，你里面没有满足。
I never walk up to any strangers in the airport and say, "Hello, I'm Sonny. I'd like to tell you a few things about my life."
哦，我不会在街上碰到一个人说我的名字叫 Sonny， 我愿意跟你分享一下我里面的是故事。
You're entitled to know the hidden things in my life in direct proportion to how much you love me.
你能够认识我里面生命的内容，这深处的有多少是根据我跟你的关系有多深浅。
And that circle of intimate knowledge gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and it ends with my wife.
最后能够真正的认识我的只剩下我跟我的妻子。
And for better or for worse, she's the person with whom I have no secrets.
哦，她，我跟她当中没有任何的秘密。
She knows everything about me.
她知道我一切的事情。
And she still loves me.
啊，她仍然爱我。
It's a miracle.
啊，这是神迹。
But this is the way it is with the Lord Jesus. He longs for this intimate fellowship with you personally.
这也是耶稣基督，他愿意与你有这样的关系，他完全的认识你。
Now, I never had a cell phone until a little over a year and a half ago. The young people in Memphis got me a cell phone for my 60th birthday.
我从来没有这个手机啊，直到我60岁生日的时候 ，Memphis 的年轻的弟兄姊妹送给我一个。
And I have the best cell phone package that a person can have because I don't pay the bills.
我有这个最好的手机的这个合约。因为不是我付钱的。
The only problem is if I ever call you and you have caller ID, it says Rachel Song is calling.
但是如果你也打电话给我的时候，你就发现呢，不是我的名字，是 Rachel Song 的名字，因为是他付钱的。
Then you'll be disappointed to find out it's me calling.
然后你很失望，是我在打给你的。
I was able to get along without a cell phone for 60 years.
我六十年我都没有手机，我过得很好。
Now I'm finding myself becoming a little bit dependent on that thing.
现在呢，我好像要靠它来，依靠它了。
You know, I used to take trips to go to Eastern Europe, and sometimes I couldn't talk to my wife for more than a month.
有的时候我到东欧去服侍，一个多月跟我太太都没有机会讲话。
The Lord gave grace to me, and the Lord gave grace to her.
神就把恩典给我，也给我的妻子。
But now I call her every day.
现在我要每天打给她。
No matter where I am in the world.
不管我在什么地方。
Well, I think that it's not a sin to have a cell phone.
我觉得这个有手机不是犯罪啊。
I don't believe it's a sin to have a television set.
你有个电视也不算犯罪。
I have two.
我有两个电视。
I don't believe it's a sin to have a computer.
我觉得有个电脑也不算犯罪。
But what happens in these days is that these things fill up all of our time.
但是很可惜，现在这些事情霸占了我们的时间。
Andrew Murray said in one of his messages that we should take time to give God time in silence.
穆安德烈说，我们要有时间默想，安静在主的跟前。
Andrew Murray said, "Sit still before the Lord in silence and let Him speak to you."
穆安德烈说，我们要安静坐在他的脚前，让他向你说话。
I believe it's the most difficult thing in the world to sit silent before the Lord.
今天觉得最难的事情是我们安静不语在神的跟前。
Have you ever noticed that nowadays people hate silence?
你知不知道今天人不喜欢安静。
But people are afraid of quiet.
人惧怕默言不语。
Where I live, every person, as soon as they get in their car, they think they have to start talking on the cell phone.
每一个人在我那边，他们一上车就要打电话了。
I mean, everyone has to be on the computer all the time.
每个人都要上电脑。
These things are not evil, but it inhibits the Lord from being able to speak to us.
这些事不是罪恶，但是这些事影响了神向我们说话。
Let me give you another example. A few weeks ago, my wife wanted me to take her to lunch after the meeting on Sunday.
几个星期以前，主日聚完聚以后，我的妻子叫我带她去出去吃饭。
So we went to a restaurant and we sat there and we had lunch together.
所以我们到一个餐馆，我们坐下来吃饭。
And it was a very pleasant time, and we talked to each other, and it was very nice.
是一个很好的时光, 我们一起有一些谈话。
When we got finished eating, I got up and started to leave, and my wife said, sit back down.
我吃完了,我就说,站起来,我的太太说,坐下。
And then I realized, it's not lunch that she wanted, it's me.
我就发现,她不是想吃饭,她想得到我。
And then I made the ultimate sacrifice. I drove around with her in the car and we just looked at pretty houses for a while.
所以我就跟她陪伴她开车在那里转来转去看到一些美丽的房子。
You know, sometimes what we need is just each other.
很多时候我们所需要的就是我们需要彼此的关系。
You know, and sometimes it's the Lord wants from us not what we can do for him, it's us he wants.
今天不是神不是要我们替他做什么,而是需要神要得着我们。
Now you've heard me say before, no wise brother marries a girl just so she'll cook and clean the house.
说一个聪明的男孩子不是要娶一个老婆,就是叫他回来煮饭。
And no wise sister gets a brother just to have someone to take the garbage out.
没有一个有智慧的姊妹嫁给一个弟兄，只是希望他每天倒垃圾。
No, the Lord made us so that we want to share our life with a loved one.
神造我们是要我们跟我们所相爱的人彼此分享。
And again, He's made us in His image because that's how He is.
他是照着他的形象样式造我们，因为他是这样的神。
There's so much noise today that we can't hear the Lord's voice.
今天有太多的噪音，以至于我们听不到主的声音。
But it's actually our birthright to hear His voice.
这是我们生来具有的特权，能够听到他的声音。
And I believe that part of the way that we learn to hear His voice is just to waste time on Him.
今天我们所需要的就是我们要枉费时间在主的身上。
When the Lord first got hold of me and I was in my 20s, I really began to read the Bible for the first time.
当主在我二十几岁的时候得着我，我就开始读神的话。
And I can remember sitting up in my little apartment on a Saturday night reading 1st and 2nd Samuel and thinking it was the most wonderful thing I'd ever read and wondering why no one had ever told me about it.
我就记得那个时候我在星期六晚上读撒母耳记上下的时候，我就发现这是最美丽的故事，为什么没有任何人告诉我以前呢？
And I always like to encourage young people to sacrifice their favorite night every once in a while and just stay home and give that time to the Lord.
我经常鼓励年轻人 把你们最喜欢出去活动的那个晚上牺牲完全给主去读主的话。
You know, I'd like to encourage you young and old, sometime pick your favorite time when you always do something and sacrifice, make a sacrifice of that time to the Lord.
我要鼓励不但是年轻的人还有年纪大的，就是你们最喜欢做那种事的那一天，你们把它放下牺牲给主。
None of us will give thanks to the Lord and regret it in the day of the Lord.
没有任何人你会后悔把那一天给主。
Well, you know that in the Old Testament, the heroes are often portrayed as living in tents and they're portrayed as pilgrims.
你知道在旧约这些的主所用的所谓英雄，他们都是住在帐篷里面的人。
But the real issue was always a dwelling place with something for the Lord.
但最重要的乃是神
And I believe that the tent in the Old Testament is a type and a picture of the heart.
在旧约里面讲到，住在帐幕里面，好像预表我们的心。
I give you an example that I believe it's in Genesis 18.
我相信是在创世纪十八章吧。
I hope that's right. Yeah, I'm just going to paraphrase Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章，从一开始那里。
Abraham was sitting in the door of his tent in the heat of the day.
亚伯拉罕是坐在帐幕的门口，在那个炎热的日子。
The reason he was sitting in the door of his tent, that's a picture of being alert and ready.
在亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷的门口，是说到他是警醒，预备好了。
In other words, his heart was set on spiritual things.
他的心是向着属灵的事情。
He had genuine spiritual affection. In the heat of the day, that's a picture of the time of maximum light.
从那时正热，是比讲到他心中对神有这样的爱慕，他得到神的光照。
It's possible that for some of us, that it's a time of maximum light, but that we're not sensitive.
哦，很多时候对于我们来讲是最蒙光照的那个时刻，但是我们很多时候没有感觉得到。
It's amazing to me that three men appeared to Abraham and he ran from the door of his tent because he recognized them.
原本看到有三个人站在他面前，他一见他就跑去迎接他们，因为他认识他。
But he did not address them as three men. He addressed them as Adonai, the singular name for Lord God.
他看着这三个人，他没有叫他们是三个人，乃是说是一位。他说我主。
I'm not positive what was going on there, but it seems to me that the Lord revealed himself in the form of the Trinity to Abraham.
我不知道里面讲什么，但是我相信这是讲到三而一的神。
Now, a lot of people, if the Lord appeared to them that way, I think a lot of people would start asking for things.
Oh, 如果神这样的向你显现，你可能会问很多的问题。
Lord, my sick grandmother has a hurt toe.
你说我那个祖母她脚疼。
I could sure use some help with the house payment.
我这个房租交不起了，你来帮帮忙吧，主啊。
Especially if you live in the Bay Area.
如果你在这个 Bay Area, 你供房子很多钱。
But Moses said, let me, wash your feet.
但是摩西亚伯拉罕说让我替你洗脚。
Let me get something, prepare something for you to eat.
亚伯拉罕说我给你预备一点吃的东西。
In other words, it's a picture of ministry to the Lord.
你看到这边有一幅图画，他是在那里服侍主。
You know, the Lord Jesus longs to be ministered to by his people.
主一直在那里渴慕得到他儿女们的服侍。
And it's not a selfish thing, it's a glorious thing that we get to enter into that experience.
我们进入这种的经历乃是一个荣耀的光景。
A lot of people don't know what it is to minister to the Lord.
很多人不懂什么叫做去侍奉神。
But it's actually our birthright to find out what it is.
是我们生下来的特权。
Another person who found out what it was to minister to the Lord was Moses.
另外一位他认识怎么样来服侍神乃是摩西。
And everybody knows that when Moses reached the age of about 40, that it entered his mind to go and visit his brethren.
大家都知道，摩西四十岁的时候，他起心要去看望他的兄弟。
And you know, Moses had already been educated in all the ways of Egypt. He had the best education in the world.
摩西在埃及受过世上最好的教育。
Moses was on the verge in Egypt of becoming the most powerful person in the world.
摩西差不多要成为埃及最有权力的人。
He was educated, he was powerful, he was probably handsome.
他是那样的受美好的教育，有极大的权势，他可能也是生得很英俊。
But the Lord had a different plan.
但神有另外计划在他身上。
Now Moses was chosen to be the person who was going to lead Israel out of Egypt.
摩西被拣选要带以色列人出埃及。
And you know, most of us, if we had a great educated person, a person with a lot of charisma, we would say, oh, this is exactly the kind of person that the Lord can really use.
我们看到有些有好的教育，他又蛮有领袖的魅力，我说神可以大用这样的人。
Especially if he looked like Charlton Heston.
如果他是长得这个像这个大明星一样。
Only the few old people know who that is.
可能你们年纪大的才知道这个的大明星。
But the Lord did not have any use for that 40-year-old educated, powerful man.
好像神对于这个受了美好教育、有权势的这个有能力的人，好像神说他没有用。
You all know the story that Moses went to visit his brethren. He saw an Egyptian mistreating one of the brothers. And Exodus tells us that Moses looked this way and that way. He struck down the Egyptian and buried him in the sand.
摩西就看到有埃及人欺负他的兄弟，他看到左右没有人，就打死了那个埃及人，把他埋起来。
Then the next day he saw two of his brethren fighting with each other and he tried to be a peacemaker.
第二天他看他两个希伯来的兄弟在那里打架，他要做和事佬。
You know that one of them said to him, Oh, who made you a king over us? You're not going to kill me like you did the Egyptian yesterday, are you?
说谁叫你们来做我们的审判官，你要杀死我们，好像昨天你杀死那个埃及人一样吗？
Moses assumed that they knew who he was, but they didn't know.
摩西
You know, sometimes people don't recognize something in us because the Lord's work in us is not finished.
有的时候别人不了解我们，因为神在我们身上的工作还没有完成。
Sometimes I expect people to recognize how wonderful servant of the Lord that I am, but they don't.
很多时候我希望大家认识我是一个多么好的神的仆人，但是你们都不认识我。
And it's especially the brothers and sisters that live in Memphis that don't recognize.
特别是本地Memphis的，他们不认为我是一个很好的仆人。
Yeah, the brothers and sisters everywhere else in the world give me a special treatment.
在其他地方，全世界的弟兄姊妹对我都那样的特别好。
But in Memphis, not such special treatment.
但是在本地呢，在Memphis，他们对我不是那么好。
Probably even when I go to speak in Memphis, people go, oh, here he goes again.
我在本地讲到，哎呀，又是他讲到。
Probably going to talk about the cross.
又要讲十字架了吧。
Well, the reason for that is because that's what the Lord uses to work in my life.
神要用着这些事情在我的生命里面做工。
If you got the special treatment all the time, you wouldn't know the scripture in the same way.
如果你这次都对你那么好的接待，你可能就不认识这些了。
when people are not kind to you,
当有人不善待你的时候,
sometimes it brings you into a closer, real, intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
那种环境就把你带到一个真实
Now, I have to admit that when I'm mistreated, sometimes I rarely leap for joy.
很多时候当人不善待我的时候，我很少会流露出里面的喜乐。
But it helps very much to understand that it's something for my sake and for the Lord's sake.
但是有的时候叫我去明白 这是为了主的缘故，也是为了我的缘故。
And that he's allowing these things in my life, in your life, because he's training us for fruitfulness.
他允许这些事情在你身上，在我身上发生，为了是叫我们结果子。
And of course, when this remark came to Moses, he fled away from Egypt, and he went to a place called Midian, where he stayed for 40 years.
当这件事情发生，人这样告诉他的时候，他就逃跑，跑到一个地方叫米甸。
And when you read this same story in Acts chapter 7, it says that at Midian, Moses became the father of two sons.
在使徒行传第七章呢，也说在米甸，摩西有成为两个孩子的父亲。
Now I have a question. Why? Did they put that in there, that Moses became the father of two sons at Midian? Was that just a little historical note they put in there?
那么为什么说摩西成为两个孩子的父亲呢? 是不是就是这样一个历史的记载呢?
Midian is a type and a picture of the end of natural gift.
米甸乃是一个预表，说这个是 天然来的礼物.
You know, Midian is a place out in the desert. It's the end of the line.
米甸是最后的那个地方.
And when you begin to come to the end of your natural gift, you begin to be fruitful.
当你来到你人生天然生命的尽头的时候，你就开始能够结果子。
That's why Moses became the father of two sons.
这就是为什么他在米甸那里生了两个儿子。
It was a testimony. It was a testimony of his fruit, of his beginning of fruitfulness.
那么也是一个见证，说他开始结果子了。
And it only took 40 years to get Moses ready to go back to Egypt.
用40年来预备他回埃及去。
You know, sometimes we think that we're ready to go and do something for the Lord.
哎，好多时候我们说我们预备好了，要为主做事了。
But sometimes the Lord's work takes much longer than we think.
但是有的时候神的工作需要更长的时间在我们身上做工。
I don't believe the Lord necessarily has to take 40 years anymore to accomplish something in us, but it does usually take longer than we think.
可能不需要40年，但是需要很长的时间。
And of course, the thing that Moses was learning to do at Midian is he was learning to take care of sheep.
摩西在米甸学什么呢？学牧羊。
I just came back from Romania, and some places in Romania there are big herds of sheep out on the hillsides. You can see.
我刚刚从罗马尼亚回来，在那里有山上有很多的羊。
And if you ever see a painting of sheep, it's usually very pretty and very sweet.
你看到有一些画羊的，你说那里很美丽，很可爱。
And sometimes if you ever try to get close to one of those flocks of sheep in Romania, you begin to realize that the sheep are very dirty.
如果有的时候你在罗马尼亚看到你走进羊群的时候，你发现这些羊啊实在是很脏的。
And they're not quite as pretty as they are in the paintings.
他们并不像图画里面的那么好看。
You also begin to understand that taking care of sheep is hard work.
你就会发现牧羊是很艰辛的工作。
And the sheep are dumb. They will fall off of cliffs and they will drown themselves in the river.
羊是很笨的，有的时候他们掉下悬崖，有时候掉到水里面。
And that, in Romania, that shepherd is hired by the person who owns the sheep, so it's his responsibility to take care of all the sheep.
罗马尼亚是那些羊的主人请这些人来牧羊的。
But the sheep never say thank you.
这个羊永远不会说谢谢牧羊人。
They never tell you what a good job you're doing.
他永远不会告诉你你干得好。
It's a great place to learn how to lead the people of God.
在那个牧羊是一个学习带神百姓的好的一个训练的地方。
And the last thing that Moses, perhaps the most important thing that Moses learned at Midian was how to be a comforter.
在米甸他学最后的功课呢，是如何做一个安慰者。
You all know that famous scripture in Psalm where the Lord says that to Moses he showed his ways, to Israel he showed his acts.
你说在圣经里面告诉我们说，摩西在神的家里面他做个榜样尽忠。
Moses became a man who knew what it was to go into the inner chamber with the Lord.
摩西他知道如何在内室里面与神有交通。
He knew what it was to abide in the secret place.
他知道如何住在隐秘处。
Brothers and sisters, this is our birthright to find out what it is to abide in the secret place.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们重生下来的特权，我们如何学习住在隐秘处。
The last thing I want to say is that the Lord is preparing a bride for himself.
最后一点我要讲的，主在那里预备他的心腹。
You know, I've had a lot of brothers come to me over the last few years and tell me that they were interested in a particular sister and they felt like a particular sister should be their bride.
有经常有弟兄说他觉得某一个姊妹应该是神为他预备的妻子。
I always ask them, well, what is it about this sister that, you know, that you're attracted to?
我就经常问他们这个姊妹有什么地方这么吸引你呢？
They all know the right answer, so they say, oh, it's her spiritual life.
他们都知道因为她属灵的生命吸引我。
But it's always a beautiful girl.
但是每一次都是一个很漂亮的女孩子。
No one's ever picked out an ugly girl and said that they were attracted to her spiritual life.
没有讲到一个很丑的姊妹说，是她属灵的生命吸引我。
It's the same thing with the sisters. They all pick Prince Charming.
这个姊妹也是这样，她找的都是那个白马王子。
They don't understand that as soon as they get married, he won't be Prince Charming anymore.
你知道，她一结婚以后，你就知道她就不是白马王子。
You know, we on the human level, we tend to notice the way light reflects off of people's skin and bones.
我们以为好像是借着人的这个长相、外表来长相、发出他生命怎么的样式的。
But the Lord looks on the heart.
但是神是看内心的。
You know, in the Old Testament, physical beauty was a picture of a spiritual blessing and of a spiritual heart.
在旧约，外表的美妙。 好像是美丽是说出了里面的心情的一个预表。
But beauty today has nothing to do with physical appearance. It has everything to do with our secret heart.
但真正的美丽不是外表，而是我们隐秘的内心。
The Lord is seeking a bride. He's preparing a bride with a beautiful heart.
神今天在预备他的心腹是有一颗美丽的心。
And the way that you have a beautiful heart is you simply love the Lord and trust Him and obey Him.
你怎么样得到这一颗美丽的心？你乃是信靠他，爱他，顺服他。
There isn't time to go into it, but you all know that Rebecca's story is that very story that's a picture of how the Lord prepares a bride for His Son.
利百加乃是一个美丽的图画。 神是如何为他的儿子预备心腹？
And the Lord is preparing a bride in these days.
今天神在那里预备他的心腹。
The Lord is going to dwell with the bride in heaven forever and ever and ever and ever.
神要在天堂里面住在他心腹的心中，与他同住，直到永远。
Now, everyone who's born again, according to my theology, is going to heaven.
根据我所认识的神学，每一个重生得救的人都可以上天堂。At
risk of never being invited back again, I'll just go ahead and say I'm not sure that everyone is going to automatically be in the bride.
但是我在这里要冒一个你们不再请我的险，不，你们这里不是每一个人都是心腹。I
think that being in the bride is going to be the privilege of those who have loved the Lord with all their heart.
我相信真正的心腹乃是那一些全心全意爱神的人。
I don't think this is anything that any of us has to worry about.
我相信我们不需要为了这件事情忧虑。
The Lord cares for you, He's speaking to you, and He's wooing you.
主爱你们，主向你们说话，主在这里来供应我们。
And He wants this for you even more than you do.
他 要我们得到这个比我们自己要的更迫切。
He knows exactly how to arrange circumstances to get your attention.
他知道如何来安排环境，叫你们能够注意他。
He knows exactly how to work in your life to sharpen your spiritual ears so you'll hear His voice.
他知道怎么样在你们的环境里面工作，叫你们有这个会听的耳朵。
So I wouldn't want anyone to go away from this meeting being introspective tonight because it's not that kind of thing.
今天我离开这里，不希望你们自己在这里只是来审查自己。
The real point is simply that the Lord is looking for those who love Him.
我要讲的，主在这里要寻找爱他的人。
The last thing I just want to say about this matter of loving the Lord and comforting Him has to do with Isaac and Rebecca.
最后我要讲的，爱他，叫主的心得着安慰，就讲到。
The last scripture we want to read is in Genesis chapter 24.
以赛跟利百加是创世纪24章。
Start with verse 63.
创世纪24章从63节开始。
And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, camels were coming.
天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想，举目一看，见来了些骆驼。
And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel, and she said to her servant, Who is that man walking in the field to meet us? And the servant said, He is my master. Then she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother's tent, And he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And thus Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
利百加举目看见以撒就急忙下了骆驼，问那仆人说：“这田间走来迎接我们的是谁？”仆人说：“是我的主人。”利百加就拿帕子蒙上脸。仆人就将所办的一切事都告诉以撒。以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在了。
Isaac went out into the field to meditate, and that word meditate, it means to seek comfort.
以撒出来在田间默想，默想，他是在那里要寻找得到安慰。
In the original language, meditate has a connotation of wanting to be alone and to find peace.
默想在原文里面是要单独的。
In other words, he didn't go out in the field just to think. Meditate doesn't mean to think. It has to do with seeking something.
他到了田间去默想，不光光是想，他是要去寻找一些东西。
And he was lonely after the death of his mother, and he went out there to be alone.
他让他母亲死了以后，他就觉得孤单，所以他要去要得到一些安慰。
And he was comforted by his bride.
他因着他的新娘而得着安慰。I
think it's very interesting that the scripture does not tell us exactly how Rebecca was prepared.
圣经没有告诉我们利百加是如何的被预备。But
it shows us that she was prepared and she became the bride that was able to comfort him.
但是这里告诉我们她是预备好了的心腹，因为她能够安慰。
And the Lord is preparing a bride for himself in these days, in part to comfort him.
今天神在那里预备他的心腹，一部分的原因是为了叫主得着安慰。Well,
as the Lord prepares us in those perfectly orchestrated ways, may we respond to him in these days.
神所安排那个奇妙特殊特别的环境，叫我们对他有回应。
He's teaching us how to love one another and how to love him.
他教导我们怎么样彼此相爱，怎么样去爱他。He's
teaching us how to have a soft heart for one another and a soft heart for him.
他教导我们如何对主有一个柔软的心，如何对弟兄姊妹有一个柔软的心。He's
teaching us how to comfort one another and how to comfort him.
他也教导我们怎么样去安慰弟兄彼此的。
Well, may these be days that we really learn how to hear His voice in the secret place.
愿意在这些日子里面，我们真正学得如何的在隐秘处听到他的声音。
As much as He gives it to us, may we be those who find out what it is to make up that which is lacking in His suffering.
他所给我们的这一切，叫我们实在能够看到我们怎么样补满。
May we all have the experience of that fuller and deeper intimate relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit. It's our birthright to have these things.
Now
may the Lord bless you all.
求主祝福各位。
Let's have one more word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Lord, again, we just want to thank you for your loving kindness to all of us.
主啊，我们实在谢谢你对我们的慈爱与恩典。Lord,
I just want to ask you to take my poor words tonight and to somehow use them for your glory.
求主用着这些残缺的话，但加上你的使用。Lord,
we ask that the things that you're speaking to us personally tonight would be remembered.
愿意今天你向我们个人所说的话，你自己在这里纪念我们。
And tonight, Lord, tonight as we go to bed, would you give it to us to ask you if there's anything lacking in our hearts?
今天当我们晚上回去睡觉的时候，你问我们，我们心中生命里面缺少了什么？
Lord, we know that you love us so much.
我们知道你爱我们有多少。And
Lord, the question is how much do we love you?
但是我们的难处乃是我们对你有多少爱呢？
Lord, we do love you, and we want to love you even more.
主，我们实在爱你，我们愿意爱你更多。
Lord, give us this experience of really finding out what it is to abide with you in the secret place.
求你把我们实在带进住在隐秘处与你相交的经历。
Lord, come quickly.
主啊，愿你快来。
Amen.
Praise the Lord.